Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Yeah, Ryan Wiggins in studio with us this morning. And Ryan, how are you on this tax day? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good.
How are you?
I've got to drive over to the post office when I leave here and mail off some tax money.
Really?
Yeah, for my mom, not for me, but for my mom, I gotta mail it off. Got to get it in the mail today.
I got a note from my accountant that said, "Make sure you pay what you owe by tomorrow." This was yesterday,
oops.
And I was like, "Wait a minute! I thought I was getting refunds from Missouri, Illinois, and federal." And I looked, and I was, and I emailed her back and said, "What the heck are you talking about?" She's like, "Oh, that's just a general email I send to everybody."
Oh, for her fee?
Yeah. What's funny is if you owe the government, you are expected to pay right away, you know, by the 15th. But then if they owe you, it's like, yeah, I don't know, like 6 weeks. Don't you just...
Yeah, but you can file
January February, 31st. Right. But I'm just saying, the government takes its sweet old time, you know, giving you
and
your
also,
check.
And also, you have to find out what you owe them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's
yeah,
what's
please.
Amazing.
Yeah, please.
Is that you have to go through the whole process, pay for the process if you do so.
They don't send you a bill.
Figure out, I think right. This is pretty much what I owe you. And the IRS says, well, if you're wrong, we're going to come after you.
We'll
yeah,
audit
if you're
you.
Wrong, we might take you to jail.
Yeah.
Just be sure you get it right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully, no one has had to endure an audit, but I'm sure. I don't know if it'll happen more or less this year. I mean, I know they're reducing the number of people at the IRS. Maybe once Billy Long officially gets confirmed, he can go in there and make some changes to that organization.
I'm glad to hear that's still happening. I keep looking to see if he's on the dock. He's got to be close, right?
I think the Democrats are kind of slow walking it a little bit.
Oh, they're slow walking everybody.
They are.
You know what we need to do? The minute he gets in there, hire 81,000 new IRS agents.
Oh, that's a great idea, Ryan.
To make sure that we all are paying what, you know, because we don't know what we're paying. We just are guessing.
No.
We need 81,000 more agents to let us know.
You ought to be able to sign on and just have them do it for free. Weren't they talking about that, too, at some point?
The 81,000 people were going to work for
free? No. Weren't they going to offer you some free tax service, I guess, if you some performance filing an easy form or something like that? It's something they floated during the Biden administration. I don't think they ever got around to it.
Yeah, that's the other crazy part. I'm sorry. Let me just say something about that. We're paying the government because we owe them tax money. Okay, whatever. Yeah. We're also paying for the service, which I understand these are separate companies that need money too. Like, I understand it, but it's kind of ridiculous the way that it works, where it's like you're paying to file. The whole thing makes me want to pull my hair out.
Hey, you're married to a CPA. Careful there.
I know. And you know what? He does our taxes. I had nothing to do with this
yep,
year.
Yep. I know.
That's nice.
It's fantastic.
I always like looking at Tax Freedom Day, which I believe is usually in June sometime, isn't it? That you've earned enough at that point to have paid all of your taxes. You're working for yourself at some point.
I remember my dad saying that when I was young. he'd say, okay, and it was right around April or May or whatever, he'd say, okay, now I'm actually working to make money.
Yeah, imagine.
And I'm like, that really stuck with me when I was a kid. I'm like, dang, that's terrible.
Well, so many people, though, you know, we talk about these tariffs. We talk about the market being up and down. We talk about how it's affecting mortgage rates and who's buying houses and who isn't. You had some numbers the other day that surprised me just on the number of people who aren't affected by those things, right?
Yeah, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, came out and said this, and I thought that is so important because that really is, you know, unfortunately, the politics are at play in here. And you talk about the anti-oligarchy tour trying to help the little guy. And yeah. I really, honestly, I mean, I haven't watched their speeches, but I don't know what their specific policies are. I just know that they're socialist in general and that that's the driving force behind what the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, are saying, is that socialism, bigger government, is there to help the little guy. Well, here's what the Trump philosophy is, according to Scott Bessent. And he's looking at this, and when these people talk, you're like, that guy's smart. I don't know everything he's saying, but he knows what he's talking about.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And he said in an interview recently, I think this was within the last week, and it really was amazing, that 8% of the entire U.S. population owns 88% of the stock market.
Wow.
So you're talking about the rich of the rich. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the 1%, but it's the 8%. Then you have 42% that owns 42% that owns 12% of the market. So the rest of the market, that's 88% plus 12% is the whole market. That's owned by 50% of the people. And most of us probably here are within that 42%.
Sure, if you own an IRA or a 401k, 403b, chances are you own a mutual fund and therefore you're in the market.
Yeah, either right. You own a couple individual stocks or probably you have a mutual fund or 401k or whatever. So you're within the 12%. But here is who they're really trying to help, because he said these people have been absolutely hammered by not just the last 4 years of inflation, although that's very true too, but the last 40 years of offshoring every company in the world out of the United States, is that 50% of the population, the bottom 50%, owns 0% of the market and really doesn't own anything. They're just in debt. They rent their house. They're probably borrowing to get their car. Maybe they own their car. But when you offset
credit card debt.
Yeah, debt on everything. And so when you offset everything that they might own against the debt, they really don't own anything. They're just in debt.
Net worth of negative something.
Net worth
no
of
assets.
Negative. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And they're definitely not in the market. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about the stock market, it's not affecting 50% of the population. It's sort of affecting 42% of the population, depending on how much it moves. But really, you're talking about the 8% of America that, if the market drops that much, you're talking about the billionaires, the wealthy, super uber wealthy class that's really being affected by this the most. And so when you think about it that way, it's really important to figure out who in this economy has benefited from really, really cheap, almost slave labor for the last 40 years. And why changing that is going to change the way America operates at all.
Are you talking about Temu?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Because
I'm indirectly talking about
Temu. I know someone who likes Temu. I'm not going to name names. I'm just saying.
Are they in this
my
room?
Wife? Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it. Mark
just
did.
Got a box the other day, and she goes, "Shoo, I just beat the tariffs." She was so happy. It got delivered the other day. We've set up a little bit of a fairy garden in the backyard for our grandkids, and she ordered some more stuff.
She probably ordered it like Thanksgiving. It takes that long to ship.
It takes a while to get over here on a slow boat. To your point, and I think it's a good one. How do you start to affect that? If you really want to help the people who are in that lower 50%, you have to help them get better jobs. And how do they do? Those jobs are out there. We just have a piss poor education system that doesn't expose people to the trades anymore. I mean, there are jobs out there. I have a friend who happens to own a manufacturing business, and he needs people with basic machining skills, and he can't find them. And the reason he's panicking a little bit is that his workforce is getting older, and he's not getting kids out of these trade schools that he can put to work in those jobs. And those are almost six-figure a year jobs with overtime and all that stuff that we're not preparing kids for. It's either your college education material, your college material, or you're not. And if you go to college, you're going to come out with $100,000 in debt because it's outrageously expensive. Those are the kinds of simple steps they could take to try to fix this, in addition to bringing those jobs back.
The other thing is that those jobs are becoming the high-paying jobs.
Right.
Because of the demand, but also the demand's going to go up. So, man, if you're below our age, if you're below 40, that is the industry to be going into right now because the demand is going to be outrageous. You're talking about six-figure incomes easy for trades. You're already pretty close in a lot of trades to being there depending on whether you own your own business or you're working for somebody. But you're getting paid well in the trades right now.
And I'm sure Corey Malone and all the folks in the HVAC business would say the same thing. They're constantly trying to hire people who are skilled, who can do those jobs. And you're not getting that education in college. You're learning it at a trade school or an apprenticeship somewhere. And you've got to get the hands-on, and then you're ahead of the game.
One final point on this is the Trump administration knows this too, because they have been talking about, look, we already have a labor shortage in these industries, let alone what we're bringing in is going to make it worse. So they're actually focusing on, Howard Lutnick was saying, we've got to focus on bringing people into the trades. And one of the ways that they're doing it is they're starting to defund the regular universities.
Yes.
And they're probably, I mean, they haven't said this for sure, but they look like they're probably going to be moving money more toward trade schools. Here's the thing. That's your tax money. Why are we supporting all these universities anyway? It's just indoctrination at this point.
Up next, Harvard is about to FAFO, aren't they?
Yes.
It's like Harvard. It's going to go on at Harvard. Can you hang out for a minute?
Yeah.
All right. That's Ryan Wiggins. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.